I'm obsessed with men, and not like in a perverted way. Like I like in a freak way. I love men. I love men. I love everything about them. Maybe that even comes across. Like I love my audience. I want them to do well. I know they're hurting. I know they're going through it. And I feel like they are very undeserving of a lot that they've been through recently. You know, like with toxic masculinity.
It's time to stop spinning your wheels, wasting time, money, and energy building your brand alone on social media. Hi, I'm Sophia Spolino, the host of Social Equity, the podcast, here to help you build your own profitable personal brand, the social equity you can rely on to make the money that you deserve. Are you ready, Miss Future Millionaire? Let's get into it. Sex, love, money, time, peace, health, freedom. This is what we're selling as service providers and coaches. Today, we're going to talk about selling love with Jen Larson. I'm so excited you're here. Welcome back to another episode of Social Equity. If you're listening to the podcast, know that we do this as a live show every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Central Standard Time on Instagram. This episode is for you if you're a dating coach or a coach of any sort, wanting to go big, wanting to have that big viral break. My guest, Jen Larson, is a men's dating coach. She shares raw, blunt advice, and you are going to love her or absolutely hate her for it. And that's okay, because she's got so many followers who love her for it. And we're going to get into the strategy of us and them and how it's served Jen on TikTok. She has blown up on TikTok from less than 2,000 followers to 20,000 followers in two sessions with me. Then in another two sessions, 20 to 40,000 followers on TikTok. This is huge. She's now at about 50,000 followers on TikTok, and she's just enrolled in the PPB program to expand her coaching business and go even bigger. You're going to love Jen if you love a powerful woman who doesn't sugarcoat shit. So let's get into it. Jen, welcome to the show. You can go ahead and request a join. I'm so excited. There's nothing more fun for me than bringing on and empowering women who have worked with and sharing together. Let's see. If you're here for the live show, know that this is an excellent time to be interactive with us, because we're going to be able to answer your questions.
Hi. How are you?
I'm going on brand. I'm wearing red today.
Loved it. I almost wore red too. And then I saw you wearing it. I'm like, okay, I'll switch to white. So.
No, you look so, we're like Valentine's Day and Jen Larson on brand.
Yes.
You look fabulous. How are you
too.
Doing today?
I'm doing great. Great. Thank you so much for having me on here. I'm so excited. So.
You're so welcome. I'm so excited. I'm so proud of all that you've been able to achieve. And I want to talk to people about that and then about what you do. But I've told you since day one, the reason why you've been able to do this faster than anybody is you've just had the it factor, and you've just showed up on camera with the it factor. And it's not like a cocky thing. You're not a cocky person.
Right. Yeah. And I just, the one piece of advice you gave me, you just said, just be yourself, just turn the camera on and start talking. And suddenly I started blowing up. And I remember DMing you, like freaking out. Like, I think I was like, maybe even in my bed crying. I'm like, what's happening?
You were crying. You did a voice memo crying.
I just wasn't ready for it, you know, and I'm like, now what do I do? And, you know, it felt like all eyes were on me. And then, but I just kept putting out more content, and I enjoy it. I love it. I love getting messages from people saying, keep going. We love your content. We need more, you know, like this. And so that is, and I tell them, I'll reply and say, that is the fuel that keeps me going. Like, so it's been great. Yeah.
And I love holding the nuances of people. Like, as you know, I'm a lesbian. A lot of my audiences are queer women, and what you do is completely different, and I freaking love it. So tell the people what you do and how it's like, so like, you work with men.
Yeah, I do. So I work with men, but I've also had women reach out and do calls with women. And so I help with, you know, relationships, dating, heartbreak. We've all been through those. Oh, yeah. And just in general, making dating fun again, because it's become, people kind of make it, I don't want to say harder than it needs to be, but more stressful than it needs to be.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's like, sometimes you need assurance that you're going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine and you're on the right path. And that's what, you know, a lot of people do. Most of the calls, people have their friends and family that are telling them one thing. Their heart's telling them another thing. And they just want an outsider to say, here's my situation. What do you think? And they just want that clarity. And the smiles that they, you know, they're like, oh, thank you so much. You know, like you could just tell they needed that one person to just say what they already knew within themselves was the right decision.
Yeah.
So that's also brought me a lot of joy. But yeah,
It's always reminding people who they are and then giving them those next steps. As a service provider, that's what we're doing. That's what all of us are doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I'm curious, what's the biggest problem you're seeing in the dating world right now? Because you're seeing it all.
Yes. Yes.
Your comments are like blowing up.
Yes. The biggest thing I see is that it is, people are saying that dating is hard. That I see a lot of men saying we're done with dating. And I always say back, you know, if the perfect woman showed up at your front door, would you really say, I'm sorry, I do not want to date anymore? So they've got to, in a sense, kind of get over that hump of, you know, what happened that you want to not be dating anymore? Because most people generally do not want to be alone. I don't feel that we were made to be alone. No. I don't care if you have all the success, all the money in the world, you want someone to share that with. And so I don't think it's healthy. You die. I mean, research shows you die earlier. I mean, it's just not even healthy for you to be alone. Yeah. Now, there are some people who truly do flourish and that is for them. But for the majority, I don't think that is the case. So I kind of want to break through with people and find out why they're so adamant about that. Because I feel if they did meet the right person, they would absolutely change your mind. So I think a lot of people keep dating the same type over and over and over again, and they're not realizing what they're doing. It's them. It's a them problem. It's not the women, you know, the women's problem, like women of America, you know, and all that. So it's that's the biggest problem.
Even though like I keep saying like, I love the traditionalism of what you teach, even though I work with like polyamory coaches and dating coaches that do so many different things. Like, I genuinely, like, I get excited to hear about the traditional dynamics just because, like, I even value that in my partnerships, even as a lesbian.
Yes.
So, like, when you say the perfect woman, I'm like, I have a feeling it even aligns with my idea of what I want in a relationship. And, like, why is it so difficult for people to just admit what they want? And, like, you're not being made wrong for saying you want this, like, ideal person.
Right.
Giving permission to people to say that, and that's why you go viral.
Yeah. That is a good point. Is there's a lot of people who don't want to say exactly what they need, and that's why, you know, I know there's people who love dating apps and there's people who don't. I'm not big on the dating apps, just because I don't think they are structured to really get to know the actual person. Like, your authenticity doesn't show through.
No.
You're kind of picking through, you know, these boxes that are ticked, and that's why I think dating apps really worked well when they first came out, because everyone was really truly just being themselves and really figuring things out. And also, when I noticed this too, when someone's new to a dating app, they're more likely to connect with someone because they're not been on this dating app for so long and the games and the process, and they're not worn out by it. But I say, you know, put 20% maybe effort into a dating app. The rest, you know, go out, go meet people, go do something that you enjoy doing, put yourself in places that you can meet people. So yeah, but I see a lot of people so put 100% into a dating app, and it's just, and it gets frustrating for them, right? It's, then there's rejection, and it's just, it turns into this vicious cycle of, you know, just like I said, like, it's just very frustrating for a lot of people. So, and no, then they just want to give up, you know?
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying. Like, the one time a dating app worked for me was when I met someone who was their first day on the dating app.
Yes.
And then we were able to connect because they weren't jaded. And also, like, I think it's so much easier. I mean, for anyone who's just tuning in and hasn't seen me before, I used to do dating coaching
before I came out and pivoted and realized it wasn't in alignment with me, because I'm not good at giving that advice. But one thing I was good at is where to meet people. And when you say like not dating apps, the one thing that I used to tell my clients was the gym. I say go get like these luxury gym memberships, because the type of people who are going places in life, like they've got their mind, body, spirit routines on tap. Correct. So they're like very regimented. And like, if you go to any sort of spiritual practice or church, like it could be yoga, it could be actual church, like whatever that is for you, like that's where you should be looking to meet somebody. Like it's not just dating.
Correct. And I also think a new thing that everyone's doing is hotel bars, because you see a lot of people are traveling, working, and they want to just, you know, a little break from the day. And you know, whether that turns into a relationship or not, it's adding just new friendships, or adding that new, like, oh, it was so fun to talk to, you know, a guy that day, made me feel so good that we did figure out we lived in different states and it wouldn't work out, but it was so nice to be able to connect. And that gives you an extra boost of confidence, because that's at the end of the day, so important when you're out there dating. You don't want to be shrinking small when you meet someone. You got to have confidence and meet your match.
I love it. No, I love that idea. I've definitely done that before, and I didn't realize that was a whole strategy, but that makes so much sense.
It's a thing now. Okay. Yes. Or okay, airport bars. I like airport bars.
Oh, airport
people bars. Traveling, they're relaxed, they're willing to talk to strangers, airport bars. And you don't have to be a drinker. I don't drink. I mean, I'll get a mocktail. You don't have to be a drinker to sit at a hotel bar or an airport bar. So
that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Okay, my last question. What about the guys that are like, okay, all these girls just want something from me. They're all gold diggers. They're high standards. They're perceiving it as them being a gold digger. And I'm sorry, like even as a lesbian, I will not date someone who doesn't have that entrepreneurial spirit, who doesn't want more for themselves spiritually, mentally, physically, like all the things.
Yeah.
I want the full package, and I'm not ashamed to say
right.
it. So, like, how do we even talk? How do you tell women to talk to us
directly? Because, and if I feel, this is the way I feel about it, is a woman is going to search for a man who is either equal to her or above her. She's not going to want someone who makes less than her or doesn't have the same goals and desires and aspirations and grit. So what I say is, you know, look at how thousands of years ago, the man was the protector and the woman was there to like reproduce, right? Like, so she had to be protected. She was, you know, pregnant, and the man was there to provide protection, provide food. I mean, and so that is still in the DNA. And so, yeah. So for a guy to say, I don't want you to act like a female, to me is just completely unattractive. And that's what I do say. Like, it's almost like they want to be the female and you want to put me in a masculine role. You know, we're talking like, you know, heterosexual, you know, couples. So that is something that's from the dawn of day, that the patriarchy, like that's something that is in us, and that's normal and natural to want. That's not a gold digger. Someone, now there are definitely categories of true gold diggers. That's someone who just wants that. And we kind of could spot those out pretty quickly. But I think a woman wanting an equal or someone who's doing more than her is completely normal. And if a guy's scared off by that, then you shouldn't be dating him.
Absolutely. I want someone who's definitely like playing the same in the same field as
right.
me. It's going to make you, we wouldn't have anything in common. There wouldn't be anything to talk about and you wouldn't understand. The other day, someone on TikTok messaged me like, when are you ever going to date normal people? Oh. And I was like, not interested. Like I'm going to the moon, so I need someone who's like either already on the moon or wants to take the trip with
me. Right, right.
Like you do right, not
exactly.
have to, yeah, like you do not have to be there, but you need to want to take the trip.
Exactly. With put the effort in so they have the same aspirations, the same drive, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so you've gone viral multiple times.
Yeah.
I'm so freaking proud of
you. Thank you.
So I know what's made you go viral, and I want to get into it, but just from your perspective, what do you believe has made you go viral so many times?
I don't know. Isn't that bad? I think maybe it's just, you know, I do videos at, you know, here, I do videos in my car. It's just kind of raw footage. You know, it's not decorated. It's just kind of very blunt advice, straight to the point. I think people appreciate that. I think, you know, speaking to men too, I always say this, like, if you want to learn how to catch a fish, ask a fish, you know, like, how do you catch me? Don't ask the fisherman. So I think that also gives me some like street cred that I am a female, so I could talk about females to men.
Yeah. So. Okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, and let's just be honest, like you're absolutely gorgeous. Oh. So I think when you get on and talk to guys, it's like, you've got the factor. They're like, we're here, whatever. They're listening. But the thing that I'm hearing as a strategist is, you know, your audience and you're talking to them. And the one thing that you do right away in many of your videos that even I don't do often enough is you address your audience and you ask for their opinion before you even get into the video. Like, you're like, I'm going to want to know your opinion about this.
Yeah.
And then you get into what it is. So you're letting people, you know, you want to hear from them. And that's building this community where people are like, well, we're already invested because whatever she talks about, she wants us to message her about. She wants us to get in the comments. And that's really interesting strategy because for the most part, we've even seen strategists say, well, first you hook with the topic and then whatever. But oftentimes, as I go through your videos, I think what's really successful is you're saying, hi, I need you.
Yeah.
And you're calling them out and you're stopping them of like, oh, she needs me. And when you're talking to men specifically, it's like, oh, a woman needs me to do something.
Right. Right. Exactly.
We got you, right. Girl. We got you.
Yeah, exactly. That's natural to me. That comes natural. We want to help. And they do. I mean, and you know what else I think it might be is I'm obsessed with men and not like in a perverted way. Like in a freak way, I love men. I love men. I love everything about them. Maybe that even comes across. Like, I love my audience. I want them to do well. I know they're hurting. I know they're going through it. And I feel like they are very undeserving of a lot that they've been through recently. You know, like with toxic masculinity, I hate that for them, you know, to have to cut. I would hate that for anyone to have to make themselves smaller to fit in. I think be who you are. So I feel like men, you know, across the whole base has struggled with that. And so maybe that's too that, you know, and that's why I like to also kind of get their comments. I do try to reply to every comment.
Yeah.
Because I do want to hear their input. Like, where are you now? Because where men are now, like today, we don't have the research on that yet because no one's done the study yet. Like, so I do like to check in, like a temperature check, like where are we now? You know, things are starting to loosen up where it's not so bad to be a man anymore. So, and I do like their input of, you know, what they think about certain things or what do you think about this study? Yeah. Like, does this ring true with what you see with your guy friends? Cause sometimes I read these studies and the study's only a group of 130 people. I'm like, well, that's not really a large amount of people. So I do like to, hey, I saw this study, but you guys let me know.
No,
so
I
do like their
this. Like, even as a lesbian, it's like our solution as a society is not to eliminate men, is not to take away the masculine. And I think people get that so wrong. Like, as women, we are created and it is our natural energy to multiply things. Mm-hmm. And we need to like celebrate all people wherever they're at. But like the men who want to stay in that masculinity, like shaming someone for that, it is just as bad as shaming someone who wants to be in their femininity.
Right.
Like you said, making them so small. So, and I feel guilty sometimes, like even just walking on the street when I have to look backwards because I don't see a guy that's familiar in my neighborhood. So I'm like freaked out. And it's like, it's sad that as a woman, I have to worry, but it's also sad for that man who has most likely done nothing, right?
Right,
that he lives in a world where he's second guess.
Right.
He's a man just for being born a man, just in the same way that as being born a girl, it's not fair that I get paid less if I worked a traditional job. So I think it's interesting to be able to hold the nuances of all of this.
Right.
There may be people who like, they're like, well, Sophia, we don't like you anymore for saying this. Well, oh, well, like,
right.
I want to hold the nuance of, look, I want to empower women, but for the women who want to be housewives or have that opportunity and you want that tradition, like, by all means,
do it.
Power to you, sister. Do it for you and in your heart.
Right.
Like, I love this. I love what you're doing. I love what I'm doing. I love that it's different. We can be so close and be friends. And like,
yes, I love it too.
It's just what's important in the world. Now, as I say that, and I'm like, we agree and we love each other. A really great thing you've done in your content has been a little bit of divisiveness, where we create an us versus them mentality, meaning we get people to go, oh, me too. And she's saying what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm going to follow her. I'm going to engage with her. Then we get people who don't agree with you to go, ooh, I am so upset about this that I'm going to follow her just to pester her. And I'm going to comment too. Oh, yeah. And that's what blew you up, girlfriend.
Yeah. Controversial people pitting against each other. And a lot of the dialect in the comments, though, have been, you know, back and forth. But if it gets too nasty, I'll just shut it down. You know? And I think I've had to do that once, you know, where these two guys were just at it. And but no, I mean, I like the back and forth banter. Everyone can handle themselves. You know, I'm not a referee. If they want to talk and have a conversation, freedom of speech, do it. You know, live and let live is my favorite motto. Like, I mean, kind of going back to let women be women. You know, if I want this, that's okay. Like, I just say live and let live. Like, don't tell anyone else how to do it, how to live. So
yeah,
the comment section, you're right. When those go viral, it's always in the comment section too. There's definitely that correlation where there's tons of comments versus, you know, shares and stuff. Like, the comments will just go crazy.
It's because you've created community, mm-hmm. and then the people mm-hmm. who don't like that specific community come out and it works. It really works. So if you're listening and you're a relationship coach or any sort of coach, and you're like, how do I grow aggressively? Jen's strategy was getting on and calling out the community, straight up asking for their opinions, and then two, not being afraid of sharing hurt mm-hmm. in a way where the people who love and agree are going to be like, oh my gosh, yeah, she's thinking what I'm thinking, even though I haven't said it yet, and enough to incite other people to go, we disagree with this, and enough for them to say it.
Correct.
And I think that that's really cool, and it really aligns with your values. The things you're saying aligns with your values, and when you have a profitable personal brand, the more you share your values, the easier it's going to be to sell it to someone. Because if they can go, oh, we have the same values, it's easier for them to trust you.
Right. Like you said, I mean, that is strategy. That is part of, you know, growing your community, is bringing up these topics that maybe other people aren't wanting to talk about because they want to keep their content creation, you know, box very clean.
Yeah.
Where I'm just like, let's talk about it. You know, let's like bring it out and have a discussion.
Absolutely.
Sorry, my dog is.
Oh, it's okay. But see, that's why you've grown so fast, because you're willing to do things and say things that other people aren't. And the truth is, no matter who you are, within your industry, there are things that are a little bit controversial that mm-hmm. you're thinking all the time throughout your day.
Yeah.
And like, if you would be brave enough to say it, then you could probably spark a conversation where other people go, me too, and they like you that much more. So for everyone listening, that's my challenge to you today. Like, the actionable challenge is to figure out, what thought are you thinking in your head today that you know other people are thinking too in your industry? And could you share that and really start a conversation, even if it's a little scary for you? Obviously, nothing that's going to harm people, but sharing something that's in your heart.
Then that's, I think, another strategy I think I use is, and it's important in everyday life, is communication. Because you think about marriage, when communication breaks down, that's when we have divorces. When any sort of communication breaks down, and, you know, even in the office, mm-hmm. you know, it creates loss. So when we cannot communicate and there's topics we can't talk about, I think that's when we put ourselves in a bad situation. So there's really nothing on there that I wouldn't talk about. I mean, there's some things that I might be uncomfortable talking about, but I think it's healthy to talk about these topics. And I think it's healthy for people to come into the comments and voice their opinions, you know? But like I said, live and let live. If they say they want to do it that way, go for it. Live that way. You know, I'm not saying you have to do this, you have to do this, but I love the community and I love the comments, because like I said, communication is key in any sort of relationship.
It is. And that's what I think people forget about social media, is that ultimately this is a relationship. I spend a lot of times in DMs every day. Mm-hmm. That is where you are selling to people. And so getting people to message you is strategy to get people to buy from you. And it's going to be easier to get people to message you if they've already engaged in your content and they trust you from your content. Yes. Creating content that sells. I'm so excited that you're in PPP.
Me too.
And tonight is the second call.
Second one. Yes. Yeah. Congratulations on the kickoff of that. Thank you. That's amazing.
I'm so excited. We still have 10 women who haven't migrated into the school platform yet. So we have more coming in and I'm just like,
wow. Oh. I love it. And it hasn't even I love it. Like you said in the beginning with two calls, what it did to me had me crying and freaking out. So I'm just so excited for 6 months of like having access to you and being able to do this because there are so many other coaches out there that sell you on a dream. And I've done that. I've paid the money and it's not worked out. It fell flat.
Really?
And the work with you is just, I've gotten such good results in just one call, two calls. Like, and then I did three calls. It's almost like, okay, stop. It's great. And so, yeah, you know what is so funny? I was thinking today, I was listening to that Miley Cyrus song before I got on the call, Flowers. And I remember that was actually one of the first videos of yours that I saw. You did a video.
Really?
You're on the beach. Do you remember? Yeah. And write your name in the sand. And that was the video that I saw of you. And I'm like, And I started watching, following your content. And I connected with you. And when we did a call, you were just so sweet. Like you are who you are, like in videos. And it was so easy. Like it was just so easy. I didn't feel because I never buy anything that I'm being sold. So you don't sell, you're giving an opportunity.
I'm coming from a place of service.
Right. It truly feels like that. And that's been my experience. So I'm so excited for this program. Like so excited. You have no idea.
You're warming my heart. I'm like, continue on.
Keep going. Wait, stop. No, keep going.
It's so good. No, I mean, I'm so proud of you. And it's been incredible to work with women who are so excited to just go take the action. Like I taught you to do something. You're like, okay, cool. Let's do it. And that's what it takes to succeed. And I love what you said about how that video was the video that you saw.
Yeah.
So like during that time, I left to go to the beach just because I was sad. And I was like, I'm going to film while I'm sad. I did UGC. That was another income stream for me. And so I was already filming a commercial for a healthcare company using that song. And I teach this in my content to profit model, where if you get one idea, right, you get one script in your head, you get one piece of copy that you write, you turn that into multiple pieces of content. So for me, I had already gotten a lot of these shots or had to go to these locations. So I was like, well, what could I do for myself to put this on my platform? And even today in PPP coaching tonight, I had a client come on and share how empowered she was after our meeting the other day. And like, she started telling about her offer. And I thought, I'm going to make a script based on what you said, but optimizing what you said about your offer that I can share with everyone, where it sounds like you're not selling. You're just really excited. You're talking to a friend on FaceTime, and I'm going to structure this this template this way so you guys can just plug it in. That's the thing about the program. Mm-hmm. There's plug and make money templates where you just fill in your blanks and make it your own. Ka-ching, so much faster making the content.
Right.
As a content creator, if you're spending too much time thinking about it, you're not making money.
You got
to burn and turn and keep it going. So anyway.
And that's great for like, especially when you have like that writer's block or you can't get something creative. I like the DFY done for you. Like,
yes.
And I love the acronym. I just love everything about that. So I was like, that's so cool.
Yeah. So I put one together for today. And in our challenge tonight, when I give it to you guys, it's like, okay, now that I gave you this script, I don't want you just to use it as script. I want you to take this and turn it, put it on a B-roll post and use it as copy for under that post.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe use it as an outline for telling a story in your Instagram stories. Like you reuse this a million different times. Never let something be wasted in the same way that we don't let anything be wasted. Like I thought I was so sad on that trip that you saw that one video for, like God totally used my heartbreak in that moment to help me build my business to a new level. Like I had ideas for offers. I got my greatest like influx of reviews coming in. It was an amazing time.
Yeah.
Every moment, and I'm sure your clients need to hear every moment where you think like, ugh, like, I don't know if this is going to be used right or whatever. Like God will use everything, every single thing.
Right.
In so many different ways than you could imagine.
Yeah. And usually, no, I'm listening. And usually those are the things like, oh, this video, you know, it seems like the more I overthink a video and try to do like this almost, it's not authentic. Those flop. It's like people could tell when you're not being authentic.
Yeah.
And by not authentic, I mean, I just, it's almost like I try like, okay, let me just like read this script. And it's when I just do things from my heart, those are, seems to be the best videos. And like you said, it's like content. So now it's like every time I travel, I'm like trying to just get videos like of anything so that I could use that later for content. So I don't have to go out that day and be like, oh, I need, you know, some video. So I'm working on building up that too. So it's
going to get easier for everyone. Like, it's about being with women who are doing it and then it becomes second nature. And
yes,
like what you're saying, like something not being too scripted. I always go back to it's so simple in PPB. I teach hook, heart, sell. So it's literally, can you just come up with your hook before you turn on your camera, that one line, then you get into the story, your heart, you don't have to have it planned. And then what are you going to say to sell at the end? It's not always selling something people pay for. It might be selling a free resource. It might be selling them on commenting in your post, but at least some sort of call to action, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hook, heart, sell. And you can get so natural at that. It just takes a few times practicing it and you're good to go.
Correct.
For people who don't have that natural heart, like that comes out on camera. We all got it. We all got purpose. The women I work with are purpose driven, but maybe they're not as good at you right away, Jen, as like getting on camera. And then that's when those scripts will come in. Very clutch.
Yeah. And I think another good thing that you told me right away when our first meetings is, like you said, starting with the hook. And the reason why that's important is you never want to start a video with, hey guys, so today it's really rainy, but I get my hair done later, but I want to tell you something. Like, they're already gone. They've already flipped. Like saying hi, you know, like it feels kind of weird because you're just starting, but it's that's what people want. They take 3 seconds, I think, is the research to decide if they're scrolling or not. So if you start it with, hey guys, how are you, you know, that's they're done. So
and you're starting it with an actual question like, look man, I need you to blank. And you're literally calling out the ideal target audience for you. Look dudes, or you'll start with a hook that has to do with the story one day or last week. If you use those keywords to set someone up subconsciously, tucking them into bed for a bedtime story, they're not going to go anywhere.
Right.
You're setting the tone, but this is going to be a story by saying, well, last week or yesterday.
Yeah.
You're giving them like this time frame. That's a very powerful hook and you didn't have to think too hard about
it. Right, exactly. You kind of think about what you want to talk about and then what would be the first 3 seconds of lines that would draw someone into that story. So that's kind of how I figure out the hooks. And also, I know you have a list of hooks. I've looked at that as well. But, you know, so it's a combination of everything.
It is. And I never want to give people the tools and then just like be like a little robot. It's like the tools are there for you.
Yeah.
Like, I want you to be so inspired by what's inside that you just like go.
Yeah.
The truth is people just need like someone to be like, you can do it.
And right.
They feel stuck. Like, we'll try this thing and then keep going because you can.
Right.
You can do it. And that's exactly what you're doing too. We're all doing the same thing as coaches.
Yep.
We're just helping people take that next right step.
Right. Yeah. And the tools are, like you said, they're helpful. I mean, it's helpful. I mean, it's not copy and paste where you're not, you know, living off of them, you know, like having to use every one. But like you said, you use your creative part of your mind or you could use the hooks. And that's what I love about all of this. Like the content creation is the creative part about it too. So it's been very enjoyable. And luckily I've been able to have success on it. Cause I didn't know. I started out with 2,000 people and I didn't know if the rest would like me. So
well, that's the thing though. And if I left your audience with one thing, like one thing for them to know, and it's so what happened to you, it is what made you successful. It's that you were just the UEST. Confident in who you are and your values and sharing that with no hesitation. Like, and the more that you are you, regardless of whether you're listening to this on Jen's profile and you're thinking about getting into the dating world for the first time, or you're thinking about building your personal brand and reaching out to me and being like, I want to be in the program, Gen Zen, whatever that is for you, the more you are and the more action you take and the more you trust in God, you will make progress at whatever you're chasing. Yeah. But that's the key. Quit trying to be small and change who you are. Stand up for your values, whether or not I believe in them or what. I don't care. If you want to build community on the internet, stand up for your values. Take mad action, even when it's messy, even if you don't know. And if you need help knowing, then you get a coach and you say, Jen, what's my next step? I don't know how to communicate on this dating app. I don't know what's my next step. I don't know how to get out there and date again. Or Sophia, I feel really good about content creation, but I don't know how to build a funnel that's going to sell in my sleep. I got you. Like, let's get clear on that next strategic step for you. And then trust in God. Like, there's a reason you have a desire for whatever it is, whether that's the relationship of your dreams or it is the business of your dreams. You've got to trust that a desire is good, and God didn't put it in front of you to like make a bad joke. Like, that desire's there for it to be fulfilled, and you've got to do your part.
Right.
And if you don't know what to do, it's not always like what you need, it's who you need next to help you fulfill that goal. And it might be a coach.
Yeah, that. So what you said reminded me of two things. I always tell people God doesn't do conference calls. So if I, like you said, like with the, you know, with what do you want to do? So as a coach, you're saying, okay, what is it you want to do? Some people are like, with a small voice, they say, well, I kind of thought about being a coach, or I thought, and their family might not understand what they want to do. But I always tell people, listen, God didn't call. This wasn't a conference. He talked to me. And you don't have to understand it yet.
That's so good. This wasn't a conference call.
He doesn't do conference calls, you know, but I'll buy you a bag when you realize I make success here. So I always say that. And people have to really believe that. Like, no one has to agree with your plan, what God has told you. They could think you're the craziest person for it. That's fine. You just tell them, look, God doesn't do conference calls. And then another thing.
I'm going to use that.
I like what you said. What did you say today? It was in the course. You said, what was it?
There's a vision, lot of things.
Vision. No, I like this. I wrote it down in my car. You said, vision without action is hallucination. That's so good. That's so good. So I guess I too also think, because there's days, right? We all have our days where like, oh, I don't feel creative. And you said, every day you got to do something. So if it's not like super much you're on camera, well, then you're writing down ideas. You're reading, you're researching, you're doing something. So, you know, days when, because something's going to happen, right? Everyone's going to go through something, whether you're sick, whether there's something that happens in your family, breakups, it doesn't matter. Still, you got to do something for yourself every single day. And
and you got to bank that content.
Yes. Like,
we're not playing pretend business here. And I think that there are people get it wrong. They're like, like the universe is going to provide, God will provide. Yes, but God expects you to do your part. And like, businesses, big businesses weren't built on someone who decided that their period cramps happened that day. And so they did nothing. Like, it's real.
Right.
I hired a new employee like a week ago. Mm-hmm. And she did not perform. It was weird. And when we let her go after a trial period, she was like, oh, I was on my period. She sent me screenshots to like show she was on her period. And I was like,
oh, wow. No one cares.
Don't play with me. I have had painful periods, chronic fatigue.
Oh my gosh.
And I have built a multi six figure business. Do not play with me. Like, that is not an excuse here. And this is your first week of performing?
Wow.
Like, I was like, we all have users. Like, we're all, my entire team, we're open to everybody. We don't discriminate. Actually, we have one guy on the team right now. We have one guy on the team. We all have uteruses.
Right. So, we still function. Job, but like, We still function.
Like, but people want to play pretend business. People want to play pretend. We're like, okay, cool. Make all the excuses you want. I will not be that coach for you because I want to see you succeed. And honestly, we have women apply to be in the program every day. If I can catch a vibe, they're not going to take action. I do not want to accept them because they're going to make me look bad. And I care for how I look. Yep. Like, let's just be real. I'm selfish. I want to make more money. And the only way I can do that is if women succeed.
Well, I don't think that's selfish. I think, you know, look at personal trainers. They wouldn't want to, you know, and if they're working in a gym and personally training someone who's overweight, and that person 3 months down the road is still overweight, that's a reflection of you, because they're not making any effort. And that's one of the most frustrating things with coaching too. Same here. If you're not going to take, you know, the initiative, you're not going to do the work. It literally frustrates me, and I don't want to be frustrated. So I'll just not work, you know, call me back when you're ready to, you know, really do the work. Yes. So, you know, you make my job harder and you make me look, you know, like you said, you're making me look bad. So
coaches, we need as many success stories as we can get. And that's something that I want to leave you with today is every time you speak with someone, Jen, be getting those screenshots, be following up via email, have those automations in place. Do you have any in Calendly right now? An automation to follow up to get
feedback? I don't. I didn't know that was on there.
No, you're good. Bring that up tonight. I want to make sure you've got that automation in place. And another thing beyond the automation is going to be sending a personal voice memo. Like, hey, this would be so great of you if you could just let me know how that session made you feel and where you were feeling before and how you're feeling now. And has there been any action you've taken? And of course, I've got you the plug and make money script for that.
Yeah, great.
Yeah. It's
pillar five. Okay. Sounds good.
Yes. Well, this has been so
fun. Thank you.
Is there anything that you want to tell my audience? Like if they're like, I want to work with you, or I know a man who needs Jen's help right now because he needs help dating again or sorting through a relationship. He needs someone to just tell him like it is. How do they get in touch with you?
Oh, so to get in touch, you just go to my Instagram or my TikTok. The handles are all the same. It's Jen Larson Official. You could go on the link. Both of them have links for Calendly. Just book a session there. But definitely I want people to start getting on Instagram because TikTok's going a little crazy. We never know what's going to happen with TikTok, I feel. It's always something. It's like the stepchild that you're not sure what's happening from one day to another. Like they're taking music down or... I like the, you know, but both comedic, a lot of people are in both. So that's the way you get a hold of me is definitely through the link in those bios and follow along and come into the comment section and, you know, everyone's welcome.
I love it. And when you work with Jen and less than 1 hour with her in a session, you will get clarity on your next steps, whether it is to begin dating again and how to go about it, or if you're sorting through a relationship or in the middle of mud of a breakup, she has been gifted with the words to help you through it. I know this, like we have talked personally, Jen's got a gift. So go ahead and reach out to her. And if you want to be in the same program that Jen's in and get the same coaching that has gotten her from less than 2,000 followers to 50,000 followers on TikTok and growing her coaching business, you will want to join my Profitable Personal Brand coaching program. What makes it different is this is a live coaching program. This is not a pickup, put down basic ass course. People buy courses every day and 80% of them never complete them. That is not how it works here. We have biweekly check-ins that are about to begin via email, Jen. I'm really excited for that. We do check-ins weekly in our community where you can ask me questions. I do coaching every other week that is live. There is a library of resources and plug and make money templates that make your content creation time cut in half, make your life easier, help you get to where you want to be. We've created this program for you to truly have a profitable personal brand in 6 months or less. This has been something that's taken me years to master and piece together. And I've done it in 18 months, but with this tool, the PPP Blueprint, I know you could do it in less than six. So join me by DMing me PPP on Instagram and get in the container with me and Jen. Jen, you have an amazing day. I'm so excited.
You too.
To see you tonight. Okay.
All right. See you tonight. Bye everyone.
Bye.
Congratulations for listening to another episode of the Social Equity Podcast. Every moment you invest in building your brand is contributing to your social equity. If you're an exhausted coach or service provider, or you're just getting started building your brand from scratch, I can't wait to give you the first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10 to 20K months. But why should you take my word for it?
Well, I've spent over 9 years in the industry, amassing over 350,000 followers across platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube, as well as hosting a top charting podcast, building a successful service provider business, and coaching powerful women to build purposeful, profitable personal brands. So yeah, you should lean in and listen to the social media secrets, sales tips, marketing strategies, and mindset hacks I share. I want to help you build your dream business that makes real money, leveraging the power of a personal brand on social media. Because you're ready to quit wasting time on content that isn't working and start bringing in the money you deserve as a purpose-led coach or service provider, sharing your gifts with the world. So for a limited time, I'm giving away your first steps to go from 0 to 5K months and advance to 10K to 20K months. Grab my newly revamped Profitable Personal Brand Blueprint, the proven framework to build yourself a personal brand that motivates, inspires, and sells so that your business can thrive the way it should. Just go to the link in the show notes. To ask me questions in real time, join me on Instagram Live for the live podcast show. The schedule is always posted on my profile. My handle is @SophiaSpellino. And if you're tired of posting without a reliable strategy and posting without maximal profit, just like many of my clients were before, then you want to join the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Many of you asked how you can get me to coach you on building a profitable personal brand like the one I have. That's why I designed this coaching program, so you could have me coach you, guide you, and mentor you. This is for female coaches, service providers, and entrepreneurs who want to be known for purposeful work and build an extremely profitable personal brand on social media without wasting time. Whether you're a novice at creating or you're feeling stuck hitting a plateau in business that once had consistent revenue and need guidance, support, and coaching to get to your next level, book a strategy call to speak with either me or my team to see if we'd be the right fit to work with each other inside of the Profitable Personal Brand 6-month coaching program. Mind you, I am very selective and this coaching program is not for everyone because I'm only taking on serious, purpose-driven, and committed soul sisters inside of my community. If that's you, book your free strategy call now. The link is in the show notes. And if you feel yourself come alive and get excited to take radical responsibility for building your social equity, your personal brand that no one can take from you, leave a 5-star rating with a kind review wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to share the show with a powerful woman you know. And remember, with a positive mindset and a profitable personal brand, all things are possible. So go get up and go get what you want.